This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The country is mourning its 40th president today. Ronald Wilson Reagan died yesterday afternoon at his home in Bel Air, California. There, admirers of the late president sought places where they could express their sense of loss and share those feelings with fellow mourners. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Police kept people away from the Reagans' home and the twisting narrow streets of Bel Air, so those who wanted to be someplace close to President Reagan gathered at the funeral home in Santa Monica, where his body was taken late in the afternoon. Several hundred crowded the sidewalks in the area, hoping to get a glimpse of the hearse carrying Mr. Reagan's coffin. Gloria Kabash, a retired phone company worker, had been a fan of everything Ronald Reagan did in all his careers.
I thought he was very, very good as an actor, and as a governor, I think he was for the working people, and I'm from the working class. And as a president, I remember him when he told Russia to tear down that wall. I remember that. And that was one of the greatest days. Tear down that wall. I remember that.
Some people wanted to pay their respects at the Reagan Presidential Library and Museum in Simi Valley, but it was closed. So the entrance to the grounds at the bottom of the hill became an impromptu shrine. There were dozens of floral bouquets and American flags, a few jars of jelly beans, President Reagan's favorite, and votive candles placed along a ledge. Kim Bond and his wife Rose said they'd come here as soon as they'd heard of Mr. Reagan's passing.
I said to my husband, let's stop, we've got to do something. So we went to the market, we got some flowers, and we bought that God Bless America candle.
We had to come up here and do something. What an honorable man. I think that's, with all the people in the world, we're short these kind of leaders. All the leaders of all the other countries, if they acted like President Reagan, we wouldn't have these problems.
Politics weren't on everyone's mind here. Carol Sayers saw President Reagan's leadership in a different context. It was about character. It was about heart. She read from a letter she wrote years ago, but never managed to send. More of an essay than a letter, she brought it to leave with the flowers and flags.
Would you like me to read this? He is willful, determined, set in his ways, yet with a gentle glimmer of sincerity about him, he opens his heart and his hands to the people of the United States and of this world.
For Sayers, the loss of this world leader was extremely personal. The single mother of three said Ronald Reagan had been an inspiration, that his example gave her everything she needed to survive.
Dignity, honesty, morality, independence, strength to succeed at anything I choose to do, and I can, and I have. I just will never forget how he saw me through my life, unbeknownst to him.
A reminder of how this larger-than-life figure on the world stage affected so many private human dramas. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.